My name is Angel Hernandez. I am here with Josh Goodluck, Sala Awad, Kellen Benali. I am 16 years old. Today's date is May 6, 2019. And I'm speaking with
Miss Grinko,
who is my teacher. We are recording this interview in Gallup, New Mexico. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
Well, I had a history teacher in high school, and he taught really good history class. He taught New Mexico, or no, he taught military history through film when I was in ninth grade at Gallup Junior High School. And so he had a really cool class, and I really liked it a lot, and I wanted to do the same thing he did when I got older. And so because of that, I went and got my bachelor's degree in history and then my master's degree in history, and now I'm a history teacher. So he had the biggest impact on, like, my life overall is, like, what I decided to do with my life.
Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
He kind of taught me to always just, follow what you love, and he, like, kind of made me want to follow my passions. Like, follow your passions and you'll be happy is what he always told us. And I had my dad always, he worked a lot, and he'd always be gone all the time. And so he'd make a lot of money, but he'd always be really unhappy, and he always wanted to be, like, a baseball coach or, like, a football coach or something, and that's what he really liked to do. And so I always told myself that no matter what, I was going to follow my own passions and my own things, no matter if I made, like, no money. I wanted to do what made me happy. So that's what he taught me what to do.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories I've had was pretty recently. I went to Disney World over Christmas break with a whole bunch of my friends, and it was really fun, like, as a big Harry Potter fan, to go and see, like, Diagon Alley and, like, all that fun stuff. Really just being with friends and family is really the best, happiest moment that I've ever had.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
One of my most difficult memories was when I was applying for jobs, and this was right after undergrad, and I didn't get one of the jobs I really wanted to because they chose someone else over me. And I remember thinking I had gotten the job, and I was so excited, like, I got my first big girl job, all right, like, I'm gonna buy things and live my best life. And then I realized that, like, they called me later and they said, oh, sorry, we chose someone more qualified, and I, like, cried to my dad.
What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
I'd say one of my greatest accomplishments in life is getting my master's degree, because I always told myself I wasn't going to do it, and that I didn't care to do it, and that I didn't really like school that much. But I worked my butt off to get my master's degree, and it was a lot of fun, and it made me the most educated person in our family. Like, I was had the biggest, like, no one in my school even, or in my family even went and got their bachelor's degree, but then I went and got my master's degree, and I paid for it without any student loan debt or anything like that. So graduating with my master's degree is, like, my favorite accomplishment.
Can you remember a time in your life when you felt alone?
Yeah, when I first moved to Albuquerque when I was 18 years old, I was in a town I'd never been to, and I was all in my apartment by myself, and I really didn't like it, and I realized then that, like, I was very dependent on my family and everything like that, but I felt really alone, and, like, there was no one to talk to or be with, and I'm very, like, introverted, so I didn't want to make new friends and, like, go out and, like, hang out with people. So for a good 3 months, I just kind of hung out in my apartment when I first moved to Albuquerque until I started making friends.
What does your future hold?
Hopefully my future holds a lot of good things. It looks like I won't be teaching here next year, but hopefully I get to teach other really good students, and maybe I'll come back soon or anything like that. But hopefully it holds more teaching and getting better at teaching and being more strict at teaching, as I look at both of you. You know, just a little bit of everything, and, you know, trying new things and exploring new things and seeing more of this cool world we have.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised right here in Gallup, New Mexico. Went to Gallup High, went to Gallup Middle School, went to Red Rock Elementary School. I live near Red Rock Elementary School. So, yeah, I've been born and raised here, moved to Albuquerque when I was 18, then moved back last year.
How were your parents when you grew up with them?
They were really good. My dad was really strict, but my mom was like the cool mom, you know, but she was still really strict and I wasn't allowed to like spend the night at anyone's house. I wasn't allowed to do anything. I had like a strict curfew of 10 p.m. until I got my own car and turned 18. And then I was like, try and come for me, family. But it was really strict household, but I was really close with my mom, not so much with my dad, but he was always still there for me and everything. So it was really good family.
What were your parents' occupations?
My mom was a stay-at-home mom for the most part until I was in high school. Then she became a substitute teacher working to become a teacher. And then she didn't want to do that anymore. And then my dad had always worked as a railroad conductor. He was like the guy who drives the choo-choo trains. So he did that for a very long time. And after 45 years of doing that, he just retired like 2 years ago.
How long did they work for?
My mom worked on and off of strange jobs, but like my dad worked for 45 years, the same job the whole time.
Do you like where you currently stand?
Yes. I'm pretty happy with the way things are in my life and with everything. I mean, there's always room to improve, but you got to be happy with where you are or else you're just always reaching for something that you'll never have.
So does that mean you are currently happy with your life?
Yeah, I'm very happy with my life.
That's awesome. Thanks for the interview, Ms. Grinko.
Bye.